Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman.
Good evening, everyone. I want to thank you again for listening to Air Tonight. This is Jennifer Hillman, your host, intuitive life coach, writer, and I am honored once again to have Terry Nanz on again, celebrity astrologer, psychic. Terry has her own show on BBS Radio, which is Terry Nanz on Talks Astrology on Thursday. And Terry, it's 4 p.m.?
4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Excellent. And she does have a wonderful website, TerryNanzon.com. Please check it out. She's got so much information, it's hard to believe. Terry, there is a lot going on in September, good and bad. We've got a lot of powerful endings of retrogrades, but we also have Mercury retrograde going on near the end, correct?
Well, let me ask you something. When you say good and bad, What do you consider bad about the astrological aspects in September?
Mercury always makes a little bit of a challenge for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At times with it comes to electronics.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the retrograde cycles are there for a purpose. If we always kept up a high speed of activity in our life and didn't get these chances to, like, redo things and slow life's pace down or have several different opportunities to go back, redo, rethink, or resign, or renegotiate, our lives would be running on warp speed all the time. So they definitely serve a purpose.
Oh, definitely. I'm not saying they don't, but sometimes they can be challenging. And I'm not saying challenging in a bad way necessarily, but a lot of people don't like challenges.
Well, I guess then you said a mouthful. But, you know, when you know about astrology and you know what the cycles are bringing up, then you know how to handle it. You know not to sign important documents. You know to be extra careful with your computer. You know to be careful driving. You know to write things down because you could be more forgetful. You know to charge the battery of your cell phone because it could, go out. You might be left without your phone. So forewarned is forearmed, I think, too.
Oh, most definitely. Mm-hmm. But that's towards the end. Let's get to the good stuff that we know that's coming up. And at least I want to understand a little bit better. And the Sun conjoined Saturn. Now, that happened on the 30th. Is the energy of that still going on?
It is called a waning square, a waning conjunction, meaning so as the Sun and Saturn conjoin, it's approaching, okay? And then as it's leaving the conjunction, if it's still within 1 degree, it's called waning, or waxing. So but in my predicament, what I feel is it's over. As soon as it conjoins and it starts moving away, I feel the effects are over.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
Okay.
People might have different opinions about that.
Right. Well, now that has the Sun trine Jupiter already?
Yes, the Sun did trine Jupiter. We have these aspects every single day. Sun trine Jupiter at 1:41 p.m. Eastern Standard, 10:41 Pacific Time. And the Sun, of course, is going to make aspects, to the planets that are in the Earth signs. These are normal. The real transits that make a difference are going to be Mercury, Venus, Mars right now, the lineup that we have in the sign of Libra. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's important to remember that as we have the personal planets in the sign of Libra, that would put anything in Virgo in the 12th house of Libra. So it doesn't, I know a lot of people would think, planets in the sign of Libra, time for relationships and fun, but we still have Saturn in Virgo, which is the 12th house to Libra. So we still got that little bit of anxiety, fear, karma to work out. So I think people are sort of in a little bit of a mode where they're not really realizing that they have to shift their thinking.
Okay. Can you explain a little more about the 12th house? Because I've always thought of it as the house of secrets.
The 12th house is one of the meanings is the house of secrets. It's also a karmic house because it's the 12th house of endings. But what it does is, because it's the 12th house, it's an endings house. It's before we're beginning, before planets are crossing into the first house over the ascendant. So it's a house of finishing. You have to finish something before you can start something new. Okay, so how many of us don't like to have to finish projects, correct?
Right.
Many of us want to just get started and do something new. So it's the house of karma, because usually we don't get what we want and we have to wait. So sometimes I say, sometimes to me, karma is like having to wait too much. And we don't like to do that. So I call it the waiting room. You know, it's the house of secrets. We want attention, but because the planets aren't crossed the ascendant, we don't get that attention. And, you know, so it's hard for us to take a back seat sometimes, to realize, oh, go back in the house, clean the floors, you can't come out and play yet, you know. So that's the kind of feel that we get with 12th house transits. So whenever I'm looking at, like, a buildup of planets in a certain house, I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to turn the chart around, and I want to see those planets as the first house so I can get a different read on them. And so when we see all the personal planets lined up in the sign of Libra, we have to really kind of bear in mind we have the Sun, we have Saturn in Virgo, which is, you know, like the 12th house, what I would call the 12th house to the Libra planets. So we still have a certain amount of what I say unbalanced energy.
Okay. Now, is it going to stay unbalanced for much longer? Now, Saturn's in Virgo for another year or so, isn't it?
It is. It is. And as we get into 2009, that's where the aspects probably you're going to get a little bit more hectic and a little more crazy, because it does make aspects to the planet Uranus three different times and the planet Pluto, all right?
Oh, so, buddy.
Yeah, and so that makes it for a very dynamic time. Now, some people would say, oh, that's a dangerous time. The mutable planets of Virgo, Gemini, Pisces, and Sagittarius, they bring a little amount of craziness to the mix. They're changeable. They're saying that we have to be adaptable, that we might find our plates full and we're going to be very, very busy, and we might have to be flexible and adaptable. So it's kind of like that high energy kind of lifestyle where you have a schedule and the schedule is very tight and you're trying to fit everything in. So it's that kind of energy that the mutable signs get.
Right. Now that, okay, the Sun is also in Virgo.
Yeah.
So with so much going on in Libra, which is an air sign, and isn't there something else going on with something in Aquarius right now as well that's kind of messing with things?
Well, you know, we have the North Node, which has been at 18 degrees Aquarius, and the North and South Nodes have really been sort of just hanging around 18 degrees since July. And finally, so at the end of this month, they'll move into 17 degrees and start moving forward a little bit. So we have the North Node, we have Neptune, and we have Chiron lined up in the sign of Aquarius.
So with the North Node right now being in Aquarius, is it positive to have? It means there's a lot of changing energy. Let's start over here. Explain exactly what the North Node means to us.
Well, you know, you can't take the North Node without looking at the South Node. Those are the moon's lunar nodes. On a spiritual level, the moon represents our past life, okay? The nodes represent the conditions of the past life. So these are karmic, spiritual points. Because we can't really see those nodes in the sky. They're not planets. They're not stars. They're not anything. They're just points.
Right.
But they do have something to do with karma. The north node is your forward-moving karma, your destiny. The south node is your past life, and, whatever you have in the past, what we call bad karma, whatever we have to figure out in this lifetime. So somewhere we're supposed to be in the middle somewhere. We're supposed to find our middle ground, not be too into the north node activities, not be too in our south node activities.
So right now, is there anything that's really hitting the north node that's really making us go crazy? Not directly right now.
Sorry?
Is there anything that's really hitting the north node really...
Anything that's hitting the north node? Only Chiron.
That's true.
So why would you... What is the point with the north node?
Well, it's just...
Neptune is retrograde, so the north node has been at 18 degrees for a while.
Yes, it has.
And it can be as if when the nodes are involved and they're hitting a planet on your chart, it can be as if you feel as if things are on hold and you're anxious for that area of your life to move forward.
Yes,
you know?
And how long is it going to be in retrograde?
Well, it goes back and forth. It just wiggles back and forth. It's like right now it's retrograde. The north node is retrograde, and then it goes forward. But remember, the nodes are moving counter to what we would consider normal. They move counterclockwise.
So,
if you can understand that.
Well, there's always something new to learn, isn't there?
Yeah. So, the north node has been at 18. Many of us are frustrated, had a frustrating summer because it didn't seem like we were getting anywhere, or we had to work harder to gain the little bit of ground that we did. All right? I'm sure there's some area of your life that you feel like you've just been chipping away at, and the gains are so small that when they do happen, you're just enthusiastic. Correct?
Most definitely.
Absolutely. But... this is all going to change because, on the 10th we have Jupiter going direct and we have Pluto going direct. I think that's going to help out. And the fact that right after that the nodes move into 17 degrees and pick up a little bit more speed. So the least of our worries is Mercury retrograde.
That is for sure.
We're always going to be dealing with some planets retrograde, but I think the good news is that Jupiter's going to go direct because, remember, Jupiter gives us that free flow of moving ahead, moving on, and in the sign of Capricorn, and it's going to be in a beautiful aspect of the sign of Saturn in Virgo just about for the remainder of this year.
Yay!
They just kind of go tandem.
So the fourth quarter is really going to be...
I feel the fourth quarter, people can really make some gains, because I know so many people out there probably felt that, their lives have just been, just moving along kind of slowly. One step forward, two step back, okay? So procrastination, determination, hard work, stick-to-itness is all going to be rewarded under these Earth sign planets. This is not the planets of, let's say, 3 years ago. The party and lifestyle, the bling, the Elvis. This is more settled, more come on, grow up, get back to hard work, enjoy stability, that type of thing. So I think we're going to see a trend now for people wanting stability. Not necessarily boredom, but there is some sort of comfort and security in a stable lifestyle.
Well, with the economy right now, I think everybody wants more stability and security, so it's also...
Yeah, but I know I've been hearing a lot of good things that people have been going through, even with Jupiter retrograde. So I think that there are some wonderful things happening to people, unease and just some great things that are happening, you know, just wonderful stories.
And we do have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, how you doing?
Just fine. You need to speak up a little bit.
Okay.
And what is your name?
Ernie.
Hi, Ernie. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for calling again. What's your question for Terry?
I'm a Cancer, and I'm having serious financial problems. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Or?
What's your date of birth, Ernie?
7-8-53.
Okay, 7-8-53. And let me take a look. Now, when I'm looking, I'm not doing a chart. I'm just looking from my ephemeris here, just to see where your planets are. 7-8-53. Let's take a look. So you are a 14-degree Cancer Sun with your moon is in Gemini, okay? Was there a job problem? Did you have some problems with a job or a business?
No, not really.
Okay, but you've been having, like, some financial problems because Saturn has been aspecting your moon, most likely causing those financial problems. Sometimes the moon in Gemini likes to have two sources of income, so it wouldn't be unlikely that somebody with your energy would find two different things to do, maybe a weekend job or something, and then a full-time job. So your Mars is in Cancer also. That's fine. But again, your Gemini, you've got a Gemini Jupiter, all right? And you've got both Saturn and Neptune in the sign of Libra. And, of course, Neptune has been aspecting your Pluto. What I feel is definitely you're a high-energy person, but because the planets dealing with wealth and money, Venus and the Moon have been taking, been slowing you down for this entire year, I would say that it's very likely that things would improve as Saturn moves through the degrees. Probably in the month of October, I would say I see things getting a little bit better. But, you know, you're high energy, and, you know, Cancer sometimes can get moody. And if Cancer doesn't feel like doing something, they don't. And remember, the moon rules the sign of Cancer, and your moon is in Gemini. That is the 12th house to your sun. So obviously something has been bothering you, but the 12th house to the sun with the moon there is talking about debt. So when you say your finances are troubling, is it because of debt?
Yes, yes, definitely.
All right. But the 12th house has another meaning also, and this is necessary employment. You could probably pull yourself right out with a second source of income.
Yeah.
You're from a wife or a girlfriend or maybe just a side job or something that you could do to pull in some additional income, and I don't think you would have to do that for very long.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
So you should see an improvement within a month, but I would say definitely, you know, the Gemini Moon and the Gemini Venus suggest to me two sources of income.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
thank you
it.
For calling, Ernie.
I definitely will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
So you see how that works. He's a Cancer Sun, but if
right.
you make the Sun the first house, right?
Right.
Then you can see that's called the solar chart. You know, when you place the Sun in the first house, it's a solar chart.
Right. So, and with Gemini being the twin, two sources of income.
It gives you a different read on things, you know?
Right.
It gives you a different perspective. Other than knowing what his rising sign is, that would give another read altogether. You know? So there's several ways to do the astrology reading, you know? You can do just a solar chart, in which case when people don't know what time they're born, that's what you have to do. And, you know, when they do know where the rising sun is, their sign is, then it does give a totally different read. But anyway, you see, you can still find a way to get the answers anyway.
Now, the rising sign is important because it is your personality or your characteristics or what you present yourself?
Well, you know, we all, like, you know, Ernie was a sun sign Cancer. We don't know what his rising sign is, but, you know, because of the way we're conditioned and the way we're brought up, some people don't allow that solar energy to show through. All right? So let's say that, you know, Ernie had his son in the eighth house. He's showing another personality altogether. So let's say he was a Gemini. He's showing a much more talkative side to his personality than a shy or laid-back Cancer might show.
Okay.
You know, and that is usually because of conditioning or what the parents expect of him or the environment that and conditions that one is raised in. So that's what the first house sort of means. It's like it just shows you the environment or the conditions. What is the condition? What is the personality this person shows to the public?
Very interesting. I mean, I'm an Aries, and Aries are supposed to be outgoing, the leader, very... And when I was growing up, I was extremely shy.
Uh-huh. What was your rising?
Aries.
And what is your son is a Sag?
Yeah.
A Sag, okay. But
is it just conditioning to shut down the fire in me?
No, not at all, because you've got the natural zodiac here, because the Aries on the first house, all right?
Right.
So everything is in its proper place. Your south node is in Aquarius, and your north node is in Leo. You got the moon in Virgo, which certainly is somewhat shy, okay? But it looks to me like you're very athletic. You like to move around because you got all the fire in you. So you got the Mars in Leo, the Sun in Sagittarius, and you've got the Aries rising. So you might have been shy, but I bet you were somewhat, you know, playful, athletic, you know, loved
lots of imagination.
Yeah. So you did have a different side of your personality did show up here. There's a love of books, you know. There is, so I wouldn't. I don't know that I would say that you're shy. You know,
oh, my parents probably would.
You know,
but...
it might be your Saturn South Node.
Oh, okay.
That you know, that makes you a little bit on the shy side. But as for Sagittarius, you know, you could be very outgoing, but more in a more physical sort of way.
Right.
Because you got Mars in Leo, the Sun in the ninth house, and Aries rising. So you're not very talkative, but you move around a lot, you know?
Most definitely.
Were you into athletics and sports, cheerleading, anything like that as a kid?
No, but I cleaned the house a lot.
You did?
And that's the Virgo.
Yeah, well, you got, you know, you've got Uranus, Pluto, and the Moon all in the sixth, in the natural sixth house, all right? So, and then of course, your Jupiter is opposing those planets, and so, like I said, that would lead you more to more orderliness. That,
oh, definitely.
More organization, you know, that you would have liked.
Yes, definitely. My sisters liked that. I shared a room with three sisters, so I always cleaned the room, so they loved it. what other really important aspects are coming up that people should really understand? I mean, Jupiter going direct
well,
is great.
Pluto going direct. I think Pluto going direct is going to be a big move, because Pluto in those last degrees is probably right where it was when in about October of last year, maybe this time of year, just before it moved into Capricorn. So when we have Pluto in those last degrees, 28, 29, these are called the anorak degrees. They're the fated degrees. They're the karmic degrees. They're the degrees that shake things up. So as it moves towards 29, we're definitely, you know, we're going to see some shaking up in the month of November, dramatic shaking up. So I think that Pluto going direct, I think it's going to really be another one, because I think with Pluto retrograde, I think we're seeing a lot of manipulative, just mean-spirited, mm-hmm. You know, behavior. I really do.
I tend to agree.
Yeah,
most definitely. Now, in November, does it go back into Capricorn?
In November, yes, it does. Right around the 28th, the 27th, 28th, it moves into the sign of Capricorn, and there it stays.
For another
just like
12
we
years?
Saw in January, it moved into Capricorn, January 2009, until it retrograded back into Pluto, saying, hey, you just got a few more things here I need to talk to you about. Hey, we got a few more things I just would like to go over a review with you with, you know. But then again, in those last degrees, these are very karmic, very fated degrees. The last degrees of any sign are suggestive of things unfinished, things not done. And Pluto is like the hand of God. It says, no, this can't really wait till another lifetime. You got to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, well, I'd rather not. No. Pluto doesn't care.
You're doing it now, like it or not.
Yeah, we're doing it now. And it's this lifetime, not the next. And you got to work through it now. So
resistance is futile.
I would say so. It's probably very important for all the listeners out there to check their charts. And I would say if you have anything in the very last degrees of anything, I would want to know about it.
Well, my son is 26, so.
Your son is 26, absolutely. So this, you know, it's not going to be so bad for you. So your son is at 26. You know, Pluto is going direct at 28. That's within two degrees, still showing some stress, right?
Yeah.
Definitely still showing some stress. And then it is going to make an aspect when it goes into Capricorn with your nodes.
Great.
Okay? It's going to be parallel to your north node. That is going to make, I mean, your south node in Aquarius, that's going to make, that's going to bring something. But probably what happened in January.
Of this year?
Yeah. Was it good? Was it bad?
I can't remember it being anything but kind of neutral, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think
of
anything.
Well, when you say neutral, again, the aspect, remember when I said when the nodes are involved, they produce a temporarily binding period.
Right.
So when you say neutral, again, that on hold sort of sort of feeling.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Because anytime the nodes are involved, they're sort of like putting you, like you said, in neutral gear. All right? The spiritual meaning of the nodes is that you don't really have free will. It's like you are chained to the tree and the universe is saying, stay right there for a moment. Let me go get these circumstances and the people to bring them into your life. So perhaps people, circumstances, and events were brought to you.
I will have to check my journal to refresh my memory, but
that would be interesting to know, wouldn't it?
Yes, most definitely. And that is a good thing about journaling, because when you can't remember, you have something to remind you.
Exactly. So you're going to experience that same thing at the end of November and into December, where Pluto is aspecting your nodes, an extremely karmic time. But does it mean something happening to you or you doing something? No, it's people and events that are changing around you.
Okay.
And you're told to hold still, stay right there. And then that's what people, events, situations come to you. Which I think is it's very interesting because I find with astrology, sometimes we have to think backwards. It's not always us doing something, us taking an action, us going here, us going there. But do we ever think that people and events are coming to us? And things are changing in other people's lives that affect us.
Right. Yeah, and there's always that message, just wait, he's coming, or they're coming, just fill your time with something.
Right.
And you just twiddle your thumbs, and I get so bored with all that fire energy. It's like, guess I'll go clean my house again. So I do want to say we are talking with Terry Nanzon. If you do have a question about your chart and you would like to call in, the number is 877-876-8255. 5227 in the U.S., or it's 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada and the U.S. Please call in if you got any questions. We got some other... Krylon is being kind of active. The wounded healer is kind of bringing up those wounds to be healed right now,
yeah,
with a lot of the planets, correct?
Well, you know, the lineup there is the North Node, Chiron, and Neptune. Chiron is retrograde, Neptune is retrograde, and the node, right now the node is retrograde. But, so this suggests that it's not so easy to move on to that forward-moving destiny, the North Node in Aquarius, without some sort of forgiveness or some sort of sacrifice or idealism, okay? But we're unable to do so because Neptune is retrograde, so there is still a confusion as
mm-hmm.
to what to do, as to where to go, all right? So that's an interesting with the North Node, seeing that we're supposed to balance our North and our South Nodes. And when we seem to be so pulled to the South Node and not the North Node right now, because we don't really know what's there. It's like, you know, cloudy.
Right. And then you just go to the comfort zone, which is your
right.
South Node.
Right.
So how long is Neptune in retrograde then?
Well, Neptune will be retrograde until about November 1st.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, so, you know, that's typical of those outer planets. Like
right.
I said, the retrogrades, what it really means is that the planet Neptune is farthest away in its orbit. It's farther away from us, you know?
Yeah,
that's what the retrograde is.
Excellent, too. And I always think of the retrograde as time to rethink, regroup, reorganize, restructure.
With the outer planets, I think that they work on a whole different level. They work really on the subconscious mind, on the dream state. So it's not always easy to know what effect they're having on our lives.
Just know that they are.
Right, exactly. So sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. You know, certainly we notice, Uranus and Pluto, because they bring these dynamic changes, but Neptune brings an insidious change. You know, it's almost like a gas kind of like coming underneath you at the door, you know, you see
yes.
it coming, but you're not quite sure what it is, you know. So
yes.
that's, it can bring a nebulous, it can bring confusion into people's lives, and that confusion can lead to some, you know, some pretty nasty decision-making.
But with that decision-making, are you making it, or is the universe making it
well,
for
you?
Well,
you know, with the planet Neptune, it brings in a confusion,
right.
an illusion, so you're definitely making the decision.
Okay.
I find when people are undergoing Neptune transits, it's to stretch them. It's to make them, you know, not be so hard or, you know, so like, I would never do this, I would never do that. And Neptune comes in and maybe changes your thinking, puts a temptation, you know, makes you say, well, maybe you would do that if the circumstances were right. So I think in that respect, it helps us not to judge others or not to be so dogmatic, opinionated, right?
Right.
Because it brings that fuzziness in. It gives us that gray area. Well, how can you say you would never do that? Because look, you know, right?
Right.
That's what I think it kind of brings to the table. And it does open up a lot of our creative centers and makes us dream again. Sometimes people have been stuck years and years and years. This is typical midlife crisis stuff. And then they see, oh, but yes, I do have a choice. I can start my life over again. I can realize my dreams. I'm not stuck.
Right, most
you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. So I think every one of those planets is there for a purpose and a reason and our experience on Earth. And we might even want to say, you know, Pluto being, you know, at 28 degrees is, you know, is very close to our galactic center, the source of our life here on Earth.
Yes, it is, very much so.
You know, the source of all the creativity and all of the ideas and dreams and psychic ability and, you know, where we tune in to get those one-of-a-kind ideas, those one-of-a-kind songs, those inventions, those, you know, those fantastic ideas, you know. So I think that it's, you know, we're in a dynamic time that people can really, you know, take advantage of.
Now, last month we had two very powerful eclipses. Oh, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, and your name is?
Cindria.
And what is your birthday and what's your question?
My birth date is February 21st, 1952. I had a couple of different questions. I don't know if it's allowed or not, but I have a situation about work, and I wanted to find out if she sees anything in the near future for me going to work.
Okay. I know a lot of people do have work questions on their mind, you know. Let me take a look here. You're February 21st, 1952?
Right.
Okay, so you're a 1 degree Pisces, and you have your moon in Capricorn, and you know that Pluto is moving back into Capricorn. When was the last time you worked? When did you stop working?
July the 7th of 2006. I had a surgery done.
Okay, so you had a surgery done. So are you willing to go to work now?
Well, I can go to work. It just is limited. It's going to be very limited. I can't lift more than 10 pounds. So.
Well, okay. Well,
and I'm 56 years old, so that's...
Well, but you could still work part-time, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so with Pluto moving into Capricorn in November, this should give you ample opportunity throughout from November on, even in 2009, as it's going to be sextile your Sun, your Mercury, your North Node, parallel your Venus. So it gives you ample opportunity if you want to go back to work. But you have to want to go back to work.
Right.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
I would say just maybe... what you could do, now you're going to, even in the month of September, your Mars is at 12 degrees Scorpio. You're going to have Jupiter is at 12 degrees Capricorn, and Saturn is at 12 degrees Virgo. Both of those are in a nice aspect to that Mars Scorpio of yours, which is work. So I'll bet you if you just put in some applications, more than likely, something's going to come of it.
And this is when?
Right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Okay.
Have you put in any applications?
No, I haven't. As a matter of fact...
How are you going to get a job if you don't put in an application?
Well, I've been on disability, and the disability is October 1st.
Okay.
So that'll be my last check on October.
You can apply right now and go on interviews and tell them I can't start until October 1st, right?
Right. Yeah, I sure can.
I'm missing the motivation.
Well, it's not that I'm not motivated. It's just that I've been through 5 major surgeries in 2 years, and I'm a little afraid because, you know, they've told me that if... it was a hernia surgery the size of a cantaloupe, and they told me that if I lifted too much and it ruptured, that I might not make it.
Mm-hmm. I've been through major hurricanes with the business, and they had my electric shut off for 2 weeks and had a T1 that was charging me $1,800 a week. So we all got a story.
Yep.
But if you got to work, you got to work. So
yep,
I would say get in there, put in some applications, and just, you know, look for maybe just a clerk job somewhere. You know, there's plenty of stores, plenty of shops. It's getting into the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. So I would say just give in some applications. Tell them you want to start, you know, when your disability runs out. And I would say the aspects are right there for you to get something wonderful that will fit within all of your, you know, your criteria.
Okay.
Well, we all have stories, you know.
Yes.
We all do. You just got to do what you got to do to, you know, get your job, whether it be part-time or whatever, whatever fits for you.
Yeah. Well, I'll go full-time. I'm definitely am not a part-time kind
of
person. So.
You've got everything is there for it to happen for you. There's
okay.
nothing holding you back right now. Just, you know, like you said, just waiting for the right timing. All right?
Yeah. Okay, is it possible to ask one more question?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
okay. I was wondering what you might possibly see as far as a relationship for me.
Are you well enough to have a relationship?
Yes.
I'm teasing.
Yeah, I know you are.
Again, all the planets, you know, are this year in November as Pluto and Capricorn is going to be sextiling your sun. You really can rewrite your life again. You know,
and
there's a whole new chapter of your life that's ready to be written. So
wonderful.
That would be love. That would be across the board. You have that opportunity available to you. All right.
And that's
now. I would say love relationship is not being denied to you right now. Not at all.
Okay.
Nothing is being denied. There's not a thing there in your chart that I can say is denying you, happiness and love.
Wonderful.
Except just put forth the effort to go and get it. That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Good show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
She's born on the same day as my son.
Oh, cool.
good guy, yes.
he's a nice
bye-bye.
Boy. But he just got a job.
Oh, wonderful. That means I'm going to get a job.
I know.
Okay.
And
I'll take care.
He walked into the place and I hired him on the spot. So if he did it, you could do it.
That's wonderful. Is it the job that he's been wanting?
Yeah, he's a chemist, so.
Oh.
It's definitely a job that, you know, he was wanting. So it was, you know, that was like good news.
Yeah.
And it's funny that she's born on February 21st, too. So, you know.
You're familiar with the date.
I'm familiar with the
beat. The date.
Yes. I'm familiar with the Pisces.
Yes.
The fish.
So. Right now there is, you were saying there's a lot of people concerned about work and finances.
Very much so.
Do you think that's going to improve when Pluto goes into Capricorn? Because Capricorn is known for business.
I think it already has begun to improve. I think it's already begun to improve because Jupiter is trining Saturn.
Oh, that's right.
I really think, you know, that says it all right there. That's work, that's career. That says, put forth a little effort, give it a little try. Come on, you can do it. Come on, I'll help you. You can do it. And that's all it would take. And people have to believe, people have to want it, and people have to believe.
Right. And it shall happen.
And definitely it'll start happening. I'm getting calls every single day, I'm sure you are,
mm-hmm.
of people, you know, giving, you know, wonderful good news. Look, this happened to me, you know?
Yes.
Are you getting those kind of calls too?
Most definitely.
Where you're just like, oh, thank God, you know?
Yes. I'm getting the real positive calls, but it's like you mentioned a lot of the energy about the manipulation.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing that a lot as well. A
the
lot
negativity.
Of passive-aggressive kind
we're
of going stuff
to see
on.
The negativity, and those people who are just not, you know, who are expending that Pluto energy in the wrong way, which is to be mean and cruel. But, you know, they're not going to get away with that for very long.
No.
So,
no.
You know, but yeah, there is a lot of that kind of manipulative energy. But once Pluto goes direct, it definitely takes care of it. So,
most definitely. And I'm
the thing that people don't realize is that there's, you know, there's very little that we really get away with without having a repercussion. It's just that people don't recognize the repercussions when they come. They don't relate it. Oh yeah, well, I shouldn't have done that. You know, they're not in the moment. They're not being observant,
right,
of what's happening in their lives.
Definitely, but it's one of those universal laws. The energy,
and, you know,
out,
I feel like mother
back
all the time. I have to admonish people all the time. Don't do that.
Yes,
I have to remind them. There's 10. It's simple. There's 10 commandments. They're commandments. They're not suggestions.
Yes.
And there's loads of repercussions that happen when we cheat, when we steal, when we kill, when we take things that don't belong to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what it comes down to, I think, right?
And plus, you know, it might have taken years before. Now, because of all the energy shifting, it's like almost instantaneous.
It's like
one
almost
way or another.
Instantaneous. It is almost instantaneous. Is amazingly so. It's almost instantaneous. But, you know, and that's the last thing that somebody wants to hear from someone who's supposed to tell them the future. The last thing anyone wants to hear is, your future is in your hands.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And, you know, your thoughts are creating your reality, and they're going,
yeah. Oh.
What? What do you mean? Because I think horribly of that man. He doesn't want to be with me. Hello?
But I'm telling you, with the lineup of the planets, you know, yes, your thoughts create your reality, but also that, you know, thing that we can all feel on some way, shape, or form that things have definitely changed. We have all been asked to be very, very, very patient.
Oh, yes.
You know, you're just so patient that you're just like, you just want to scream.
Yes, I've threatened to put patience on my forehead, so every time I look in the mirror, it's a reminder.
You know, like, you know that I'm putting up my psychic line, right?
Yes.
And I started this, it was already put together, but to do the research and get together the T1 and everything like that, I started doing this in November. It would, 5 years ago, it didn't take me that long to get it up and going. You know, but everything seems to be taking longer, and we're asked to be so, our patients are being tested beyond our capabilities sometimes, I think.
Yes, but we continue.
Yep.
Speaking of which, let's take a little time now to speak about all the wonderful things available on your website.
Okay.
You do individual readings as well. What kind of readings do you do? I think you do pretty much everything, don't you?
Well, first of all, you know, when you talk about things that are available on my website, everyone can get their free natal birth chart.
Yes.
Which I think that they should have, all right? So, you know, there's things that you can get free. And, of course, my website is chucked full of, you know, practical application of astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they can buy all the reports if they want to understand their natal birth chart themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They can get a reading with me. And, you know, we're ever expanding my online shop. And, you know, and we're always looking for ideas about what to carry in the online shop.
Yes.
If you have any other ideas. you know, so everything is there available. We update I update the horoscopes every single day, weekly, monthly. And so above and beyond, even, it's amazing to me that as much as I write on the websites, you know, I still am very, very busy doing readings. So I know that people are just getting a ton of information because they're reading their dailies, they're reading their weeklies, they're reading their monthlies, and all of the other stuff on the website. And then they're still getting readings. So it makes me happy because I love to read people that want to learn about astrology and have, you know, beginner astrologers or people who have more knowledge. I just love it.
Well, also available on there, if they want to keep reading, is your wonderful blog. and you do get many great information on
yep.
your blog.
Mm-hmm. Everything, you know, astrological information that doesn't fit on the website in, you know, underneath the daily, weekly, or monthly horoscopes, I put on the blog. And also, I don't know if you're even aware of this, but even beyond the blog, I put out a monthly newsletter.
Yes, I get your monthly.
You get that one too?
Yes, I do.
And of course, that has will have a. I write a different thing for everything. I write something different. I don't usually put the same information there. You know, so there is a lot of astrological information. I believe in sharing the information because once the moment's gone, the moment's gone, and another moment comes along.
Yes, most definitely.
Uh-huh.
And that wonderful website is?
www.terrynazon.com.
And I really do highly recommend you checking it out. And with all the things going on this next month, for the rest of the year, it really is kind of a very exciting time for everyone.
I know that people feel that things are not moving fast enough, but you know what? Don't let that deter you. You know, put forth your energy, make your plans, we'll continue to work hard towards your goals, define what you want, and then just go for it.
Because you got the energy behind it.
Nothing is going
to
happen bad to the economy. Nothing, we're not going to hell. With nothing bad is going to happen here. There's tremendous protection right now.
Mm-hmm. And potential.
If you just sat there and did nothing, you would just benefit from the protection.
Right.
You know, but if you did work hard and you did put forth the energy, you would definitely see, you know, more abundance, you know, more opportunities coming to you. Because the trine, Jupiter, trine, Saturn, is opportunities. That brings major, major opportunities. Jupiter hasn't even gone direct yet. You know, once it goes direct, we're even going to see the pace is going to quicken a little bit and it'll be easier for us to achieve our goals.
And we all like that. So make sure you have your list of
goals
to come on.
Just decide what you want. Uh-huh.
Now, with the full moon and the new moon, we got the full moon is in Pisces.
Uh-huh.
On the 15th at 22 degrees.
Yep.
Anything exciting about this?
Well, the fact is that it conjoins Uranus, the planet of sudden upheaval. And so, of course, every full moon, you know, there's always a lot of energy around us. It seems, you know, the pull of gravity pulls on us and we don't feel comfortable. So those, you know, people who are likely to get a little emotional or getting a little sensitive are going to be even more so because the full moon is so close to the planet Uranus or lined up with the planet Uranus. So,
plus it's in Pisces.
And it's in Pisces. You could think, I did something for that person and I didn't get anything back, and you could feel used, you know?
Right.
You could fall, you know, another thing the planet Uranus is known for is love at first sight, and then you wake up with Godzilla.
Yes. Reality comes in.
Reality. So I would say just a great way to do it is probably watch just a scary movie at home.
Yes. And unless you really know who you're with, do it alone.
No howling at the moon.
Yes. Yes. Well, with that humor coming up, we're going to have to say goodnight once again, Terry. It's always awesome to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
And again, I do want to thank Terry. She had me on her show last week, and I appreciate the invitation. She's an awesome lady every which way around. And I do want to say also, next week I have a pre-recorded show. with a person who is a dancer, and I wanted to put out the energy of the expression of dance as a really powerful way to understand yourself, feel confident in a lot of other things. There is a lot of dance on TV and in the media, so I just
Absolutely.
Wanted to put that out. So, until next time, this is Jennifer Hellman saying with each breath of air, please gain some insights and inspiration. Till next time, many blessings and good night.